Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is how the burdens of our sins are too heavy for us, but not for Jesus. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Jesus Bears Our Burdens, written and read by Whitney Hoppler. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Psalm 68:19. The huge stone bird bath in our backyard was more trouble than it was worth. The water did attract an occasional bird looking for a dip, but it didn't take long for it to turn into a pungent mess of dirty water. It was hard to find the time to clean the bird bath regularly, so we decided to get rid of that stone burden. First, my husband offered it to a friend who had commented that he would like to get a bird bath for his own yard. My husband and his friend, who are both strong men, tried valiantly to lift the heavy bird bath. However, the bird bath proved as stubborn as the hard stone of which it was made, so the friend decided not to take the bird bath. Next, I placed ads for the bird bath on a community bulletin board and in our neighborhood newspaper. Free large stone bird bath to someone who can haul it away from our yard, the ads read. But there were no takers. Finally, my husband fired up a chainsaw and tried to hack away at the bird bath, intending to cut it up into pieces he could then carry to a car and drop off at a local dump. But the stone refused to yield, and my husband wisely stopped before his efforts landed him in an emergency room. Finally, in desperation, we decided to pay a junk removal company an exorbitant fee to relieve us of the bird bath. I rejoiced when I saw a worker haul that crushing stone burden out of our yard and out of our lives. But I couldn't help but think of all the struggles and stress we could have avoided if we had simply paid the price sooner. Whenever I'm struggling under the weight of a sin in my life, I think of that bird bath. Sins can seem appealing for a while. They may provide an occasional fun distraction, like a bird that's amusing to watch as it hops around in a bird bath. But sins are burdens that cause all kinds of trouble. We may think we can get rid of our sins ourselves. Yet despite our best efforts, we still find ourselves tripping over the sins we wish weren't there. We can't escape the hardest stone ugliness of our sins. The good news is that Jesus has already paid the price to remove the burdens of the sins from our lives. Only Jesus has the power to take the heaviness of sins away. Only Jesus can give us the freedom we need to live with joy. Through his ultimate sacrifice on the cross, Jesus has paid the price for sin completely. All of humanity can get rid of the heavy burden of sin by trusting Jesus as their Savior. Isaiah 53:6 reveals that God has laid the iniquity of us all on Jesus. Every day, we can give the burdens of our sins to Jesus, who has unlimited power to take them away. Jesus truly is God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens, as Psalm 68:19 points out. Since we paid the price to get rid of that bird bath, Flowers grow in the backyard spot our bird bath used to cover. They're reminders of the holiness that grows in our lives whenever we rely on God's grace. Just imagine what beautiful things can grow in your life if you trust Jesus to take the heavy stone of your sins away. Remember, even the heavy stone that filled his tomb couldn't stop his resurrection. Everything, even the strongest stone, must yield to Jesus' power. Intersecting faith and life. As you reflect on how Jesus bears the burdens of your sins and offers you freedom in exchange, consider these questions. What are the sin burdens you're carrying right now that you need to confess and repent of? How does Jesus' promise to forgive you and bear your burdens give you hope? How can you rely on Jesus' unlimited strength rather than your own limited strength to move forward? What does it mean for you to find rest in Jesus? How can you practically experience this rest in the middle of your challenges and struggles? In what ways does the freedom Jesus gives you show up in your life? How does it influence your perspectives, choices, and relationships? When you think of Jesus' ultimate sacrifice for sin on the cross, how does that motivate you to live a life of obedience and gratitude? Further reading, Matthew 11:28-30, Isaiah 53:4-6, 2 Corinthians 5:21, John 8:36, Psalm 55:22.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.